Praise God this evening to be back in God's house soon, is it not? My title of my sermon this evening is, "Tis the Season." Amen? Right, we're going to be in Romans 12:9, if you wouldn't care, if you want to turn over there.
Romans 12th chapter, the 9th verse. "Let love be without dissimulation, abhor that which is evil, and cleave to that which is good." Let me say the first one, "Let love be without dissimulation." I've preached on this quite a few times probably in the past. Maybe I have here, I don't know. Sometimes I forget what I've preached on sometimes, and sometimes I don't. But anyway, let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this evening, I come, Lord, thanking you for the opportunity again one more time to be in God's house. I thank you, Lord, for the chance, Lord, to stand behind this sacred desk. Lord, I pray, Father, this evening, Lord, that you would open up the Scripture, Lord, tonight. I pray, Father, that you would open up the hearts and the minds here this evening, Lord. And, Father, you know, no matter what's said and done here tonight, that, Father, that would always be for the upbuilding of your kingdom, for your glory, and, Father, for you to help us to grow closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray and ask, and amen. You know, sometimes when you hear the same things all the time, it starts to become less meaningful. Have you ever found that in your life? Sometimes you hear the same thing over and over and over. It becomes less meaningful. You know what? For example, right now, at this time of year, the TVs, the radios, the newspapers are blasting out the same message. And you know, JCPenney's is having their one-hour sale, right? Maybe Sears is having a three-hour special sale. You go in like at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you can get 3 hours, and you can have a sale. And Kohl's. Kohl's is having double Kohl's Cash, I think that's what it's called anyway. They're having that, you know, now, like if you go on a Sunday from 1 to 4. And you better get there fast, because if you don't, you're going to miss out on the bargains. Am I right? Ladies, you can say amen to that if you want. People see these ads. You know what they do? They see these ads and, wow, I really need that. I may not need it, but you know what? It looks so good, the sale is so good, that you know what? I believe that I really need to go get that. You know what I'm saying? You know how they do it. But you know what? People see these ads, they say it, but weeks and weeks of these ads and listening to these ads, you come to realize one thing. You know what? That this once in a year lifetime sale happens over and over and over again. Am I right? It's not just this one day, but maybe next week they'll have, you know what, this great sales this week, this great sales this week, it's this week, it's this day. The same places over and over and over. Especially, you know what, it can get kind of, you know, less meaningful whenever you hear it over and over, especially when it starts before Halloween. Am I right? And you see the advertising, the sales become less and less meaningful, they do. And I'm going to get to my point. And it all starts to sound the same. It all starts to blend together. You know what? You become bombarded with it. You become saturated with all this stuff out there, all these sales ads and all this stuff that's going on. I know you've heard it. You probably have. Especially when they happen like that, like I said, every week, when something happens every week, the sale of the century, or the sale of the month, or the sale of the, it all happens week after week. Now, I wonder sometimes if this is what some people think about when they think about, listen to this, the spiritual aspect of Christmas also. Right? Every year around this time, so much talk and so much, and so many movies are about this, and you understand this. Loving one another. Sharing and caring with one another. Singing and hugging and a time for family, a time for charity, a time for all this stuff. And you know what? This preacher, I agree with all that stuff. You know, I think that's what it should be. I think that's a great time. But you know, why is it that it has just to be right now? And we're bombarded with it so much right now. In this time of year, we're bombarded with it. And you know, every day we hear and see this in the advertising, in the movies. And we see it in the music. Preacher, isn't that what it's all about, you could say? And I'm going to say with a resounding yes, that's what it's about, yes. But one verse of Scripture that I read to you comes to me every time, and that's Romans 12:9. And it says this, "Let love be without dissimulation." Love is the key, particularly in Christianity. Is it not? Amen?
Amen.
That should be what it's about. You know what? Would you notice that, you know what it means to love is to be sincere? Do we realize that? Whenever they're talking about that love, do you know what that means right there? I got to looking into it and got to looking at the Greek on that. You know what they're talking about there? Back in that time, when it meant dissimulation, meant sincere, and that was like a Greek word, and what was going on, why they said that, It was about pottery. And I didn't understand this until I got to really digging into it. What they would do, there would be people who would get this pottery that had cracks in it. And they would take it and put wax over this cracks. And then they would paint over the wax. And then they would sell it to people. These people unaware would get this cracked pottery, put something hot into it, and eventually it would start to leak. So what these potters was doing was, they said, let it be sincere. The word for dissimulation means sincere. Let it be without cracks. Let me ask you something this evening. How is your Christianity tonight? Do you have cracks in it? Or is there something in there that whenever the test and the trials come, that stuff starts coming out? Well, you know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? And I got to looking into that and I thought, praise God. I thank God for the meaning of His Word. Do you not? Praise God. You know what? Let your love be true. Do you have any holes in the way that you believe? Do you have any holes, any cracks in you? I want to ask you something that to see. Let your love be sincere, without any cracks, without any holes in it. Praise God to see. You know what? Those potters, they would cheat people and do that to people like that. And you know what? It got to the point that they weren't sincere about what they were selling. And I want to tell you something. Listen to me tonight. I believe with all my heart, it is the season for us to be sincere about the way that we believe. Amen? It is the season. It's not just this time of year, but every day of every month, we should take what? Time to love one another. We should take time to love our families, time for charity, time for sharing and singing, not just to sell merchandise. And the church that Jesus has shed His precious blood for, praise God, we need to be real. The love of Jesus Christ needs to show forth, not only in the Christmas season, but praise God, every single day of the year. Amen? Do you agree with that tonight? Praise God. You know what? Let our love be without dissimulation. Let it be without cracks in it. Let it be without that stuff. Let us not jump on that bandwagon. Let's keep the message the same from January through December. Let's do that. As Christians, let's do it. Is there anything worse than fake love or insincere love? Can anybody answer that to me? I don't think there's anything that's any worse than somebody that's not genuine in their love and genuine and insincere in the way that they love you. I guarantee you, men and women both in here tonight, you want somebody that loves you truly and loves you for you. Amen? That's what you want. I'm going to tell you something. Jesus Christ loves you for what you are. He loves you for that. There's no falsehood. There's no faking. There's no cracks in the way that He loved us. And He expects us out of us also. When Jesus washed the feet of His disciples, He was showing them that He loved them. Did He not? When He fed the multitude, when He taught them in God's Word, He was demonstrating love for them. When He forgave the woman who was caught in the very act of adultery, He showed love. Did He not show that to them? Praise God this evening. That's the kind of a God we serve. That's the kind of a Savior that we serve. Are you not? I tell you, I cannot tell you enough. He didn't condemn her. Jesus was demonstrating love. That's what He was doing. Every time Jesus served, every time He ministered, healed, preached, He was demonstrating His love for those people. And praise God, He is demonstrating His love for us tonight. It is the season. Amen? It is. Every time. If you want to learn how to love people, you go back and you read what Jesus Christ did in this Bible, in His Gospel, what Jesus did, and you right there will learn how to love Him. My Bible tells me if you don't have that love for your brother, you know what? You're not of His if you don't have the love. If you want to learn, there was nothing fake or insincere about the way Jesus loved people. Not a bit of it. You know what? No matter who they were, I don't care if they was the Pharisees. I don't care if they was the Sadducees. I don't care if there was this woman caught in adultery. Whoever it may have been, Jesus' love was sincere for all of them. A lot of them didn't take it. A lot of them may not have accepted. We know that. And I'm going to tell you something this evening. You believe this. I know you know this. Not everybody that you talk to about the gospel of Jesus Christ is going to accept it. But we've got to tell them. We've got to let them know. Because why? Because let our love be without desire. Let our love be sincere. If you love people, you're going to let them know about the best thing that ever happened to you. Amen? Amen. You're going to do that. Praise God. You know what? Over in Matthew, You know, if we serve, one of the things that shows our love is when we serve. And this holds true for every Christian. In Matthew 20, 25 through 28, and it says this, "And Jesus called them unto him and said, Ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall be not be so among you, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto." Did you get that? "The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." I'll tell you what, does that not touch your heart to know that the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, come to this earth not to be ministered to, but to minister to Jamie? Amen. To minister to Jason. Amen. To minister to you. To minister to me. That's what he come to this earth to do. I'm going to tell you something. Doesn't that touch your heart? And if the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords can do that, what about us? What about us? 1 Peter 4:10. "As every man has received a gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." Wow. Wow. We're, you know what? To show God's love, let us be the stewards that we need to be. To show how the God's grace has saved us, has brought us to where we are on this night, right here. I've told you this before. You're not here this evening for no purpose. You're here for a reason tonight. You're here for a reason. And you know what? When you go out of here and God sends you about your business, you're going there for a reason tomorrow. And that is to spread the grace of Jesus Christ to a lost and a dying world. Human nature is more prone to tear down, are we not? We are more prone to tear down as human nature and yet then to build up. We would rather tear somebody down sometimes than what we in our own flesh, that's the way we'd rather do. Okay, let's face it. Somebody does us wrong, what's the first thing's instinct about us? We want to get back at them, don't we? That's the first thing. Kick people that, you know, we were able to kick people that labor in love with them. You know, that's where we are. There are some people that just have enough religion in them to make them hate, not enough to make them love one another. Can you say amen to that? There are some people like that. We must not be like all the sales pitches we hear. You know what? Well, we can't be like that. You know, we hear this time of year and we start sounding all the same. You know what? Our love must come across as it's genuine. Amen? It's got to come across as we're genuine. And I told you about this morning about how my aunt sat down with me. And I know I get emotional about that. But she was sincere with me. She cared about me enough to sit down and talk to me and look me in the eyes. I remember that. I remember that till the day I die. It's that she looked me in the eyes and told me that I needed a Savior. I mean, you know what? What kind of love? What kind of love does it take to do that? And you know what? We must be genuine. We can tell people to come to church, that our church is a loving church. We can tell people that our church is a caring church. We can tell people that we love them. We can go on and on and on. And we can do all those things. We can tell people that. And that we serve the Lord. But you know what? If it's all lip service, it's going to amount to nothing. James 2:15 and 17. "If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be warm and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body that doeth profit." And you know what it goes on to say? "Even so, if it has not worked," let me say, "to the body is the problem. Even so, faith, if it has not works, is what? Dead, being alone." Dead. Dead. Listen to me, folks. Listen to me. We can't have a lip service kind of love. It is the season, I understand, where people bombard us with this. And I think sometimes, I know they mean well, but sometimes I think that, you know what? It's just a kind of a love to get you through the season, to get you to buy, to get you to do this, to get you to do that. But praise God, I want to tell you something this evening. Jesus Christ wants our love to be real day in and day out. Yes, people care about love and care about all they want during the Christmas season. Let's see and hear it the rest of the year. Do you agree with me on that? Yes, it is the season. I understand it. And I told you this before. Christmas is one of my most favorite times of year. And I'm truly and honestly mean that. And I know there are some people that have hard times this time of year. I understand that. But I want to tell you something this evening. If we show genuine love, if we show it to whoever, to whatever, I want you to know something right now. That love will go out and it'll hit home somewhere. It'll hit home. Praise God, I believe that with all my God. I believe it this evening. Let our love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Man, what a lesson we could have right there. What a lesson that could be learned right there. If you and I would prefer other people over our own selves. Man, what a lesson. What a lesson they're trying to teach. What a lesson Romans is trying to teach us. I'll tell you what, praise God this evening. You know what? Yeah, it is a season. It is a season to love. It is a season to show Jesus Christ and shining forth to a lost and a dying world. Praise God this evening. I'm done. That's it. I hope and pray you get the point this evening. I hope you do.